This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, 12:03, coming up to 12:04 on Monday, the 17th of February, 2020. Hope you all had a good weekend. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
Arvini Brudge.
And our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
As usual, we're with you till about 1 o'clock. We are talking about, imagine if you didn't have to work for 6 months.
Mm.
I'll just let that float for a second. And on. So you're given, this is an imaginary scenario, by the way. You're given 6 months off work and it's paid leave. What would you choose to do with that 6 months?
The key word is paid leave.
It's paid leave, yeah. And your job is guaranteed to be there when you come back after 6 months. So what would you do with that 6 months? That is the question that we are asking you today. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter, at BFM Radio, and Instagram, at BFM Radio. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Richard, why are you asking me this hypothetical question about what would I do if I had 6 months paid leave off work?
Why indeed?
Why indeed? For the past 20 years or so, workers in Sweden have enjoyed this perk with the right to leave to conduct a business operation act, one of a series of rights afforded to Swedish employees, allowing them to take time off to study or care for a family member, also to become an entrepreneur. That's what we're talking about today. We've already got a bunch of responses that we will get through throughout the show. Then our next story, story number two, about virtual dance parties. Probably the most uplifting story I read this entire weekend. Probably the most uplifting story I've read in the last 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah.
And it's coming out of China, where everything is not all doom and gloom, it seems. And then we're going to wrap up with, of course, bringing it back down to...
Armin. It's actually a good story.
It is a good story.
It's actually a good story.
It is a good story.
Okay. Let me hear it. What's it about, roughly?
It's about AI curing disease and pandemics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Positive stuff.
Positive stuff. Hmm. I'll give you those numbers again and that WhatsApp address. What am I talking about? WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. Right, so... For the last 20 or so years, workers in Sweden have enjoyed an unusual perk, a statutory right to take 6 months off and start their own business. The right to leave to conduct a business operation act is one of a series of rights afforded to Swedish employees, allowing them to take time off to study or care for a family member. It's also one of the reasons the country's capital, Stockholm, has become Europe's startup capital, second only to California's Silicon Valley for the number of unicorns, which are billion-dollar tech companies, that it produces capita. One such Swedish startup that you might have heard of, Spotify, set up in 2006. The company floated on the New York Stock Exchange last year and has a market capitalization of $24.5 billion. Small change. Others, of course, include Skype, which was acquired in 2011 by Microsoft for just a measly $8.5 billion. Mojang, the company behind Minecraft, also acquired by Microsoft, again in 2014. For just $2.5 billion.
Hmm.
So anyone who's been in full-time employment for at least 6 months is entitled to apply for this. They're now calling it an unpaid sabbatical.
Mm.
However, we're tweaking it a little bit.
What's it called in Swedish? There's a word.
You want me to try and mangle this?
Yeah.
Santeldigit. No, it's not that, but that's how it's...
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Now, employers can only turn the request down if the employee is vital to the business's operations. Also, your new idea can't compete with your existing employer.
Fair enough.
Nor cause them any significant inconvenience.
Okay.
Right. That's pretty much the end of the story.
Okay. I just want to say, though, if the employee is vital to the business operations, you know, some employers can say, you're vital.
Of course.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And in Malaysia, we know they probably would. Everybody is vital. Yes.
The CEO of the company.
Why did we hire you? Obviously, you're vital, right? That's the kind of thing I'd say.
Yeah. So this is one of those ideas, like the first time I saw it, it's one of those things that you would see on something like The Office.
Yeah.
You know, in like a sitcom situation where you go like, okay, take 6 months off and go make another company and then come back. And then you see the employee go off, make another company and compete with the first company and the first company has to shut down.
Mm.
It's like a cartoon scenario. You wouldn't think that it would work, but obviously it does, like because they put it to the test and they've been doing it for
20 years.
20 years now.
And so when I read the story, it's like, wow, what vision.
Yeah.
The long game, right? Mm-hmm. And then you talk and you talk about these things even right now, but this was something that started 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And we always like think that they're an overnight success and all that, but Spotify was 2006. It's a good 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was something that Sweden had planned.
I mean, we've spoken about Sweden a lot, right? You know, 16 months paid leave for parents, where you get 80% of your salary. Fathers are expected to take some of that leave too. In Norway, they introduced shared parental leave in 1977.
Jeez.
In 1993, it followed that up by setting a 10-week quota for fathers to take during the parental leave period. In Denmark, parents are entitled to 52 weeks, with mothers able to take 4 weeks before the birth of their child and 14 weeks after. Danish fathers can take 2 weeks off during the first 14 weeks. Then both parents can share the remaining 32 weeks between them. Look, it's not all roses in the Nordic countries. One, it's cold.
Yeah.
Two,
I need incentives to stay.
It can be dark for 6 months of the year. Yeah. And three, the taxes are incredibly high. But with those taxes, you know, come great things. You get free healthcare, free this, free an awful lot of free stuff. You
big
know,
benefits.
Huge, huge benefits. Mm. And stuff like this where you can take 6 months off work to actively pursue your interests or perhaps a new business. It's a great incentive to get entrepreneurs thinking, you know, and doing something. And it's not just your 20%. It's that we are committed to you as an employee, and we trust that you might come back in 6 months' time if your business that you've started isn't the perfect business. On the flip side, it could be your hustle. It could be your side hustle, you know, and at least then you've got the kind of the soft space of if it doesn't work out, you have a company to go back.
You have a fallback.
You have a fallback.
There is freedom with boundaries when I look at it. Okay, you know, you're taking time out to be, you know, spending time with your kid, or you're taking that time out to be an entrepreneur. It's not, you know, I know we've got a great question to the public out there, but that's not sort of like a free fall. You can do whatever you want. There is something like you want to do a business. I would take the 6 months off and go to Sweden and join a startup and just be a midterm, right? Don't have to pay me. I just like be in that environment.
Because you want to learn about how they do stuff. So this is specifically for entrepreneurship, basically. Like Frida said, it's not about, you know, taking 6 months and traveling or just like seeing the world and stuff. You have to do something to make yourself either a better person or you know, find your niche or find your hustle, like quote unquote. In that sense, I mean, if it was me, I would try to do something on the side. I don't think 6 months is enough to start something big. I don't know. Obviously, they've done it and it seems to work. But I don't know if 6 months is enough to know if a business is viable or not. But I think it's a good enough time to start something on the side, make yourself comfortable with something that you can do, and then go back to your full-time 9-to-5 so that you don't have to spend that 9-to-5 figuring out how to do something on the side, because then you have to juggle two things at once. So stabilize like a good foundation to do something that works adjacent to your 9-to-5 job when you go back to that. So now you have like dual incomes and you have like something you're doing for your passion, and then you have something that maybe puts like food on the table or pays the bills.
I'd do something very similar. I'd look into starting a new business and see how viable it is to do it, because you have that time and that headspace to do it. I'd also probably do some distance learning or something, you know, bring in some new skills that might be useful for that side business that I want to do, but make it something fun as well. It's not all like, you know. And then towards the end of the 6 months, I'd probably take some time off to travel, given the opportunity, you know, because you need that space. You need that reset button sometimes.
The breather,
And clearly, from the responses that we are getting, you know, which an awful lot of them are tailored towards, I would travel, I would take time off and go somewhere. People are getting burned out, you know, and that's something that we should probably discuss as well.
Yeah.
Let's take a short break then. Music up next, Queens of the Stone Age with Feet. Don't fail me. When we come back, we'll be looking at some of your responses to the question. Of course, we have some Vox Pops from people upstairs and around the office. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for managers, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I am theoretically giving you 6 months off work, paid leave. What do you do with it? That's the question we're asking today. We'll do Twitter first with Arv. We'll do Frida in a second. But just a quick reminder, WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, both at BFM Radio. Arvin, tweets, please.
Yeah, so this comes from a very familiar Kusu Chuang, who says, road trip from KL to London via Nepal, India and Afghanistan. Dilip Mutum says, research and writing. And Ray Ganesh says, I'm assuming 6 months paid leave, dream come true for many, don't waste it. One, start a side business. Two, online certification courses, enhance yourself. Three, spend time with family. Four, take a month or two, visit countries you love to. And five, get your boss a huge gift on the way home.
all seems to make sense, yes?
Yeah.
On WhatsApp, we've got Kamal. He said, I will sun, surf and cricket in Bondi Beach and travel Australia wide. See, everybody's about holiday. Write a book or complete a painting or some other bucket list project. Eugene said, I'll use the time to fix my mental health. Could really take a break and go for therapy. And with the remaining time, work on my cocktail bar. Any investors on board? Okay. Mr. Tan here, 6 months paid leave. I will think long and hard how I will be left behind compared to those who stay the jobs. It takes thousands of failed attempts to make the hand full of unicorns. Not everyone has the luxury to risk their day jobs or promotions for a lottery-like dream.
No risk.
No risk. Okay. No risk in this, right? So Dev says, I'll take a second job under the present economic climate. And Tian Yu said, forget about all those holidays, goody-goody, and why not I donate a gift to the earth-saving engine community and join in on an earth-saving job? We are on red alert, aren't we?
We are indeed. Oh. Also, moving over to Insta stories, Tenshi, take up a short course to learn a new skill. I've got Amira who says, travel, spend time with family, clear personal to-do list and start a business. Some of those to-do lists can get up to 6 months long, I can tell you that. Mizani has said, spend time with the parents, take them out for a family vacation and learn new skills. Patrick the Piera said, write. Yvonne Tew, hobbies, travel, read, rest. Nor Farianti, publish a children's book. Natasha, travel, work outside, learn other places, other people, and broaden my mind. Jacqueline Koo, travel and spend time with my family, learn something new. And Shah the Whale, work on my side project, full force in another city. That's just a few. We've also got stuff, but mainly all of these things come down to some form of travel.
I think that's that would be like logical if you gave them like paid leave. Yeah. Most people would go travel, but going back to Sweden where it's unpaid, it's called an unpaid sabbatical. I think that also is telling of how they choose or how they allow their employees to go on leave. Because I think if you're able to, be economical enough to save up for 6 months, if you can save up enough for yourself to take a 6 month break without getting paid, then that says a lot. That says a lot about your, how you manage your finances and whether or not you're going to go into business and how you would manage that on the side, right?
I think they are paid though.
Not the unpaid sabbatical, the ones in Sweden.
This one is the Swedish one is unpaid. Okay. But it also says a lot about the economy of Sweden as well, that a lot of people, a lot of people do this. It's not like just a few people, so it shows that they're making enough money to be able to put that stuff aside. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, we did manage to get some Vox Pops. Christine managed to run around and get some Vox Pops from here in the office and from upstairs at one of the common grounds. And this is what the people said. If you had 6 months paid leave, what would you do with it?
I think I could spend that time to doing something that I have never done before. For example, because I'm from another country and I haven't traveled across the country. So I feel like probably I would spend around 3 months traveling across my country. And then at the same time, I wanted to spend more time with my family, my friends back home, and doing volunteer.
If I'm on 6 months off work, I'm on holiday, away from Malaysia, from everyone else.
I'm a dancer and yoga instructor. I'll actually still be doing what I'm doing now because I'm actually quite happy with it. I'll probably do it in a different country.
Wow. Am I dreaming? Okay, anyways. I would travel a bit, just relax, hang out with my family, see some friends, work out. But definitely, I think before 2-3 months is up, I'll get bored and probably find part-time work.
Good point. Would you get bored, right? If all you're doing is traveling, I suspect some of us might get bored. I mean, then again, when you've got a pool and a beach and endless drinks and, sunsets and sunrises and don't have to go. No, you wouldn't get bored.
No, you could get used to the bottom.
You could
learn to love the bottom.
But there's stuff in there, we heard a lot of travel, but there's stuff like work out, which I think for some people, you know, having all that time and it not just being something that you do after work or before work, so you've got that bit of time to kind of approach it properly. I think that's probably a good thing to do.
Focus on yourself a
bit.
I like to join one of the accelerator programs because that usually takes time. It takes time, right? Yeah. So you want to be present in that sense. So I would love to just find out what's going on.
Yeah. You've got to be hungry, though, if you want to start your own business as well, right? So you got 6 months to focus your head on sorting a potential business out. And I mean, if you're doing it like the Swedes do with the unpaid way of doing it, that's really a case of you have to have everything in order to be able to do it. It's not you can't just suddenly say, tomorrow I'm taking 6 months off. You know, this is like full-on planning, organizing yourself, getting it into, you know.
And you know what's very smart about this? I was looking at it because it's an act. Right?
Yeah.
Which I guess means it can't be amended when a new political party comes into play. Right? And these are some of the things that we want to look at here because we always come up with these things and then they don't last. New, you know, new minister, new, but now new political parties. No, not good. And then so we always stop short of doing something and we don't see through it at least for 20 years.
Yeah.
We're always very...
There's no momentum.
There's no momentum. It's knee jerk. And then after a new thing comes along and it's like, Stop, start.
The latest World Economic Forum Global Competitiveness Report highlights that innovation is an imperative for countries across the globe, but most are failing to make it the engine of growth. Germany, the US, and Switzerland were all named innovation powerhouses, but for most countries, innovation capacity remains limited, Frida. It's very localized or exists in just a few sectors. Sounds about right.
Because we're always afraid that if people take the 6 months, they're going to abuse the leave.
Yeah.
In a lot of countries. Like I said before, it sounds like a cartoon situation, like a sitcom situation, like go away for 6 months, then you come back. Like even in the Vox Pops, you know, someone said that, am I dreaming? Like, is this like a dream scenario that I can just go on leave for 6 months and come back? So most countries, I think, would you know, underestimate their people, or their people wouldn't know what to do with that 6 months, I think.
I mean, okay, just to kind of touch on what you were saying. Yeah. Right? Vision 2020, for example, you know, when we talked about looking east and doing all of this kind of stuff, elements of that have to a degree succeeded, right? We were looking at stuff like Japan's car market and South Korea's car market. Now we have Proton and Paradua, you know,
China,
you know, pretty strong. But we also looked at electronics, stuff like, you know, what Samsung were doing and what Sony were doing, and we ended up with stuff that was produced locally that arguably is not the highest quality.
On the same level.
Yeah. And I think that's a question that we need to look at and address, and is why aren't they as good as South Korea's products, or why aren't they as good as somebody else's products? It's not like we don't have the components. It's not like we don't have the stuff to be able to build this, you know, these things. We do. We have the skills to do it as well. What's the issue with that? I mean, and I think we all kind of know that there's this level of murkiness around business and the way that it's conducted here in Malaysia, whereas in countries like South Korea, if somebody messes up, you see them on a stage saying, I messed up.
Yep.
I'm really sorry. It won't happen again, or I resign.
Accountability.
And that's the issue, Al. It's accountability. That's the big deal, right? And I think part of that is what and why it works in Sweden is when somebody messes up, you know, they're made accountable for it.
And if it works for 20 years, it works for 20 years.
Exactly. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be dancing. Or rather, we're going to have a virtual dance party. Arvi, you're doing your Instagram live feed, you know, and having a little dance around.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to do that.
Why not?
He'll also be reading the KLCI update just after 12:30. So do stick around for that. It's thoroughly exciting. Up next, music from Blur with Park Life here on BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.